All right, here we go. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. It is election night in America.
Yep.
And we are already seeing some predictions coming in. CNN is already giving Trump the Electoral College votes for Indiana. Somebody just texted from Anonymous. This is who this is. John is right about Michigan. Our family said the Trump rally was 5 hours and 40,000 strong. He agrees with me. Trump wins Michigan.
So do I.
That's what this guy says.
Well, what I think we should have is a new rule. Whoever wins the first state wins the election. Trump has won Indiana.
That's a good rule.
Let's call it.
A month or so ago, Andy was calling for a Trump landslide, or was I dreaming? Yeah, we were calling for that, but things have changed since then.
Yeah, what changed is when I said that, I was expecting the Barr-Durham report to
correct.
Come out.
And it didn't.
I still think he'll win, but I was thinking landslide because I thought the Barr-Durham report would just savage the Democrats, which, by the way, John, it will when it comes out in the next month or two. Unfortunately, too late.
Somebody said, yeah, Trump won. Well, we don't know if he won Indiana, but CNN's predicting it. They're aren't they like the authority of all things elections?
Yeah, some of the easy ones come in for both sides.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, by the way.
Yeah.
Because no, they're not.
They're rolling in. Fox News is now saying Trump has won Kentucky, stuff like that. Look, it doesn't matter until we start talking some of the battlegrounds.
Okay, so let's talk some of those.
Okay.
We got a little time. No, by the way, John Zmierik looks like he's busy, so it's just us tonight, me and Andy, if you would, or Andy and I. How do I say that, Charlie? Is it Andy and I?
Andy and I are doing this.
Andy and I are doing this. Here we go. So Andy and I are doing this alone because John didn't show.
So it's just us rookies.
Yeah, just us rookies.
We
call
need some
us.
Help.
303-477-5600. Give us your prediction. Things are starting to roll in on the East Coast. We won't know anything in Colorado for a while. But let us know your thoughts. 303-477-5600.
Okay, can I throw some questions at you?
Sure.
All right. Let's say odds that you would personally give for a red wave or a blue wave. Because like I said, things could go bad. If we lose North Carolina and Pennsylvania, guess what? It's a dark winter. Okay, the dark winter is coming, and we're just going to have to gird our loins for it and find a way to get through.
And there will be this. I will stake my life on this one.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't, but I will. Already showing early on, there's no blue wave, folks. No, that's not happening.
Now, I would call a blue wave, first of all, Biden winning, which is possible, but
by a lot, not by like 30 or 40 electoral votes. I mean a lot.
Well, I call, but here's let me add to
Go
it.
Ahead.
I think a blue wave is the Democrats taking the Senate to 52 seats and Biden winning. To me, that's a blue wave because that would just be devastating.
Ooh, that's what you call a blue wave. So Biden wins the Electoral College and they get 52.
Yeah, because.
So how many seats do they have to gain to get to 52? Four?
They have to gain four more than we lose. Okay, so yeah.
So they have to gain a total of four Senate seats. Yeah, see, I don't see that happening either.
I think it's going to be tough. I think they could do it.
They could gain one with one with Hickenlooper.
Right.
But I don't see them gaining the four. I'm sorry. I just don't see that.
Well, there's so many close
They may
ones.
Not gain any.
Oh, they will gain some. But, I mean, look.
They could win some. We could lose some, flip-flop. But maybe in the end, it's a wash.
Well, the problem is there are, I believe, 22 Republicans who are up for re-election, and only 13 Democrats, and not many of those are vulnerable. However, John James, the Republican, could win Michigan. That is a possibility. We could gain one. We're going to gain one in Alabama because we're going to throw out the guy who was put.
Right.
Right. So we're going to win Alabama. We could win Michigan. That's a possibility. And if that happens, that portends a bad night for the Democrats. Quite honestly, we have a chance of winning Minnesota. All right. If we win Michigan and Minnesota, game over. Because how on earth can we win Michigan and Minnesota and lose Pennsylvania? I mean, it could happen. It's highly unlikely. So let me put it this way. That's a blue wave.
Okay.
A red wave would be, I would say, Trump goes to. Okay. Did somebody give you a good text? All right, let's hear it.
Says, guys, liberal prognosticator Nate Silver has been on practical suicide watch all day. Sorry, I just had to read that. That's
I know. Nate Silver, he was all excited that Broward County was finally starting to show some Democrat life. And I'm like,
okay, just real
Nate,
quick.
That's not enough.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Nate Silver, who, by the way, he's not a dummy. We know that from the sports end of things and so on.
No, he's blinded by hate, though.
But he is blinded by hate. You are correct. He's just a total hater.
Oh, yeah.
He's so into hate, he can't even see good, solid results when they're kicking him in the teeth.
No, he can't.
Right?
Look, turnout in Florida definitely favors a Trump win right now.
By the way, Dan Muir just said he really believes Jason Lewis wins Minnesota. It was a toss-up this morning on Jason Lewis. He very well could win that which would be an upset, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a big-time upset. That would be a gain for us.
That would be a huge gain for us. If we took the Minnesota Senate seat, and here's why it's possible, John, Minneapolis, okay?
I know, and they're still struggling. But here's the other thing folks don't realize, and I see some of this from the inside because I talk to folks there all the time, not just Dan and what goes on there, but I've got clients and stuff there. And here's what I will tell you with Minnesota and the Twin Cities area. People are sick of the violence and the crap and the nonsense going on and the threats of riots and so on and so forth. They are fed up.
Absolutely, John. They don't want Republican America or Democrat America. They just want America back, and they know they can't have it with these Democrats.
They're not going to get it with Harris and Biden. I think they know that.
No, they're not.
You hear I said Harris Biden?
Of course you did.
That's really the ticket.
Actually, it's just Harris.
Yeah, thanks. Just Harris, because Joe's going to be in the basement the whole administration.
Nobody alive, even Biden's wife, thinks that Biden will actually govern.
Yeah,
I don't know how long he'd be in office. I don't know how long they'd keep him on life support in office. I have no idea. But the guy has dementia.
Great question.
So he would not be running it. Other people would. Okay. So I would say that a Republican red wave would mean that the Republicans stay at 51 to, we're at 53 seats. So actually the Democrats have to win. Yeah, they have to advance to get to 52. They got to advance five. Okay.
So it's five seats. Okay.
Okay. Five seats and Biden wins. Okay. A red wave would be Trump wins, obviously, and goes over 300 electoral votes and we retain the Senate. That is a red wave.
It's a red wave? Okay.
Yes, it is, because the Senate is tough to retain. Because, like I said, 22 Republicans up, only 13 Democrats, and only a couple of them vulnerable.
And no matter what, there's not a snowball's chance we win the House back.
That's not true. If we have a red wave...
We win that too?
We could win the House back, yes. I do not think it's likely.
I don't either.
But let's just say...
I guess.
I'm just going to say we hold the Senate... Trump wins over 300, and we close the gap substantially in the House. That's a red wave. Okay, now tell me, percentage. What do you think is the likelihood we have a blue wave?
No, there
10?
None. Sorry, it's not in the cards.
I'm going to put it at 20%.
Okay.
Which means I don't think it'll happen.
You're more forgiving than me.
In fact, no, I'm going to put it at 10. I'm going to put it at 10%. Okay. Because it's possible. Maybe a lot of these things are right. Okay. Red wave. What do you say?
Oh, red wave? I give it over 50% chance.
Okay.
Because again, because of COVID, I talked about earlier, COVID fatigue.
Okay.
COVID fatigue is just draining everybody except for, and this is what's so hard, I think, for some folks to see and even for some pollsters to see. The loudmouth Karens and Kevins of the world are just that. They are very boisterous. They are very loud. They are very in your face if you're not wearing your mask or doing what you're supposed to or not social distancing or standing in the wrong line or whatever the case may be. They're the people that everybody thinks is the majority, but when in fact they're the minority and everybody's sick of them.
Yeah.
And that's coast to coast. That's not just here in Colorado, Andy. That's everywhere. Anywhere where there's any kind of a lockdown, shutdown, that's how they look at it. Now, Jeff in Weld County, hang tight. You're always a great caller. We'll get to you in just 1 minute. Hang tight. Myself, Andy, we'll be right back. Barber's Food is up next, folks. And don't forget about the great deal they've got going on right now when it comes to that 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu with any order. Their salmon is in, the smoked salmon as well. You can get all that stuff, you know, delivered right to your door. It's really simple. You can also pick it up if you'd like. Just go to barbersfoods.com. That's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to BarbarousFoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, would love to help you out with any legal need you have going on. It's really easy. A simple phone call, by the way, store this number in your phone, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886. And anything you need, Kevin's there for you. He is trial tested, trial ready. That's FleshLawFirm.com. 303-806-8886.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Geno's Auto Service. Don't forget, that's Geno's with a J. Anything when you need what you need for your vehicle, they're there for you. And folks, yes, we still have winter coming. It's out there. It's on its way. Make sure your tires are good. Make sure your alignment's where it needs to be. All your belts, hoses, fluids, all that stuff is handled. And that's what they do at Geno's on a regular basis. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's the website, or call 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Jeff in Weld County, you're next. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, or John and Andy.
How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm doing good. Your so-called Freudian slip on the Harris-Biden ticket a few minutes ago, John, spurred a couple of thoughts. Number one, and I don't know. I don't know the laws. If they win, what's the chances that he even makes it to inauguration? And number two, I think that on your website, we ought to start some kind of a pool, like a football pool, of how many days he's in office before his own party Article 25s him and drums him out of office.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, if in fact he wins tonight, which by the way, Jeff, I still don't think he does, but you have a great point. You know, if he did somehow happen to pull this off and he gets in, how long does he actually stay in office, or does he ever get there?
Right.
Great question.
And I don't know the laws. Can they drum him out before he's even inaugurated?
If they found him to be mentally incapacitated or, you know, health not good enough, the way that works is the Electoral College has already been basically, you know, in a way governed to actually elect the Democrat candidate. So the Democrats would come up with who their candidate would be, which probably would be Harris. They would pick another VP. The Electoral College would vote for that candidate, and that's how it would work.
You know, another thing that could be interesting is
after the electoral vote comes in.
No, they'd have to do it before the electoral vote. If he's deemed, if after the Electoral College votes, he's deemed to be elected president at that point, even before Inauguration Day, if he's, you know, killed or he's incapacitated or something along those lines, then, of course, you know, it would just go to her and they'd have to pick a new VP.
Right. Okay.
That's not going to happen, but whatever.
Well, another thing, guys, that could happen is the Hunter investigation could turn really bad for Joe after the election, and that's actually possible.
That's a whole different conversation, though. So, yeah, that could happen, too.
It is possible, but, that's just hopes and dreams by me, Andy.
Thanks, okay. Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow after we know what some of these results are. Mike and Aurora, you're next.
Yeah, hi, John. This name, Jason Lewis, former talk show radio host.
Yes.
Is that the guy that used to follow you? Okay, yeah. Didn't he go all Never Trumper weirdo?
No. You are thinking of Joe Walsh, different guy.
Oh, okay.
Jason Lewis. Jason hasn't been on air for a while now because he ran for office 3-4 years ago. I want to say, or maybe I guess it was 2 years ago. He ran for Congress and he did win. He's now going for the Senate, Mike. But yes, he hasn't been on air for probably 3 years now. I want to say.
Okay, the Walsh guy, though, didn't he?
Yes, he tried to run for president, even. Joe Walsh was, I think, still is. Is he still on air, Charlie? No, he's no longer on air. I guess because he ran for president, he can't be on air anymore. So he ran for president, threw his name in the ring, and Joe's a very angry man that's just, I think, mad at the world, Mike.
And I'm checking the returns. Joe Walsh is not doing well.
Yeah, he didn't do well.
What year did he run? I forgot.
Well, he tried to run in the primary this particular year. 2020.
I mean, no, I thought he did before, though.
No, just this last. So back in 2019, he was trying to run. He was a previous congressman, but he was trying to run for president this go around tried to get in the primary ticket, never could get in.
Okay. Well, that's confusing, as my mother would say.
Yeah, sorry. So we get that all straightened out. So Joe Walsh was a one-term congressman. He did try to run for president. He tried to get into the primary end of things. He did not make that. He was a talk show host. Jason Lewis also was a talk show host, was syndicated, was on our station here as well. Jason, by the way, really, really good guy. I would support him all day long. Joe Walsh is a putz.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. They followed each other or something.
Maybe, yeah, and I even called Joe Walsh out, you know, back when he was still on air here, and he would come on air at night and say stupid things. I'd come back on air the next day and correct everything he said the night before, and I finally got tired of doing it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, finally it was the point where it's like, you know, this guy just can't be here anymore. He doesn't believe in anything we believe in.
Yeah. Okay, well, go Trump.
Okay, yes, thanks. Go Trump. Mike, thank you very much. Yes, go Trump. Okay. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Got another call coming in. Any of the rest of you that want to call in, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. How do you think the election will come out tonight? And by the way, folks, just as a side note also, none of you start getting excited or antsy or worried about what's going on with some of these initial results that are coming out, because it's way too early in some of these, to even say anything about them.
Yeah, it's going to bounce all over.
That's right. All right, Liz Mayer is going to join us here in just 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And they can help you with all of your kitchen planning and make your kitchen that centerpiece of your home. And that's what Enchanted Kitchens does on a regular basis. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you want to pay for that kitchen, talk to Affordable Interest Mortgage. They could recast your loan, do some things with it, get that kitchen paid for, which, by the way, is about 90 cents on the dollar on a return. And Kurt can show you how to do all of that. Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Tell him I sent you, and it's 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
A good shop. Again, it's a great collision center that has just joined our ranks, 3 locations, 2 in North Glen, 1 in Commerce City, and they've got a ton of certifications to work on vehicles like Subaru, Ford, and others, and it takes a long time to get those certifications, folks. I know that as a part of that industry, it's a very big deal, and we're very proud to have them as a part of our team. Find them at klzradio.com, or if you have any kind of an accident, you need anything done whatsoever, tell your insurance company you're going there. You have the choice to pick where to go, 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You're not asking for much. Just somebody professional who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. At a good shop, Al and his team explain all of the costs so you know what you're paying for. They help you with the insurance claim. They handle all your body work in-house so you get your vehicle back faster. And a real person answers the phone every time. Al and his team don't make unsubstantiated claims about being the best. They just run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Liz Mayer joining us now, who is on the East Coast. Hello, Liz. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we are doing well. We are a little behind you guys, so we try to watch a few things and then see how things filter through the rest of the country. Not that Colorado really matters one way or the other which way we go, but, you know, still fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm watching it downstairs when I'm not on the phone with you with my 6-year-old, and he's having a fabulous time learning all about different places in America and how they vote and why they
Perfect.
Vote and looking at differences between 2016 and 2020. So we're having a good educational experience so far this evening, learning a lot about different parts of Florida and how it's really like 3 or 4 states sandwiched together.
Yeah, it sure is.
Weird and wonderful place, and a good place to start learning about American geography if you're a little guy.
No, it's a great idea. Well done. Well done. I commend you. Good job.
Well, thank you.
most parents are not doing that, by the way.
No, we actually did an interesting experiment because he's pretty good at math. And he likes coloring in, of course, as all 6-year-olds do, where a couple weeks ago we took all the Real Clear Politics averages of all the swing states and then let him do his projection of what he thought would happen tonight. So we'll see how
And what did he say?
It.
What did he come up with?
I believe at the time, now bear in mind the polls tightened after the point when he did this.
Gotcha.
But I believe at the time he came up with Biden likely to win 314. But then we saw some tightening in, obviously, Georgia. Iowa, I think, moved out of being toss-up status to Trump having a slight lead. And I think at the time he did it, Texas looked a lot closer than
Texas isn't close
in the polling.
Well,
it might be close, but I don't think it's going to be close enough
nope.
to bump the numbers up that high.
And my prediction on Texas is it's not even that close. It despite what some of the pollsters might say, it ain't happening there.
There was one guy that I was looking at who was analyzing the numbers who said that basically Democrats, if you went and you looked at the Texas Senate race in 2018, in key counties, Beto O'Rourke got something like 980,000 votes, and that in order to win Texas, what you'd need to do is take those 980,000 that he got and bump them up to 1.3 million, which I'm not going to say it's impossible, but that's hard, like really, really
a lot more
hard,
people have to move right? to Austin to make that happen.
Yeah, and now that's the only thing is, of course, with COVID, that's our question, right? Because there have been people who've been getting pretty pissed off with the way things have been going in California, and because of Texas's economic climate,
yeah,
that's the question: is have people moved and did they register? Right. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. We'll find out.
And to your point just now, COVID in 2024. I think is going to have a huge impact on some of the things you just said, because
that's
by
right.
then some people will have moved, registered, and will be voting in, 2022 in the midterms, but 2024 for sure.
I think that's right. And I think also with regard to Texas, there are a couple of other interesting trends. Texas has, as we know, a number of good universities. But one of the things that is apparent, I know, is when you look at university rankings, a lot of the universities in Texas have been moving right up the chain, way faster than in other states. And so if you think about people going there, graduating from there, and potentially staying there, that affects your demographics
a lot,
right?
Yes.
You could end up with a lot more college graduates, which is, you know, I don't think that that's to say that Democrats always have a lock on those people. I mean, I have the equivalent of a JD, and I'm not a Democrat, right? So, I mean, I totally understand how Republicans can make inroads there. But I think that they have to do it in a different way to what we've been doing for the last 4 years.
Agree.
It's going to take a slightly different kind of Republican. So, you know, so I think Texas will be interesting to watch. But, Florida is interesting to watch. John King on CNN is getting really obsessive about looking at every Florida county. I kind of want to see what's happening in those Kentucky counties that border Cincinnati. I think that would be really interesting. So there are a number of things that I think are going to be interesting to watch play out, regardless of which way it goes.
What's your pick?
But yeah, I think probably Biden will win it. I don't know how much by. When I went through and looked at the averages this morning, to me it looked like 294 was doable. But I don't know, you know, like depending on what's going on with the polls, I mean, some of these pollsters I know, I thought were doing the smart thing by giving Trump basically an extra 2 points on the basis that he can turn his voters out with more enthusiasm than Biden can turn his out. But if for some reason that turns out that that's not true, if those voters haven't been as enthusiastic as what all the rally coverage would suggest, that number could go higher. I do know that President Trump today got caught on camera speaking to his campaign team in Arlington, Virginia, preparing them for a loss. So, I mean, I don't know what that means. I think in 2016, he was preparing his team for a loss, too, and ultimately it didn't happen. But I think it says something about the mentality within the Trump camp if you've got the candidate going to campaign quarters and, you know, headquarters and saying it always sucks to lose and, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any predictions on what numbers we're going to hit. I think, you know, voting in a pandemic, I don't think we have any decent models from recent history to figure out what that looks like. You know, a lot of people have voted by mail, but there also were a lot of people that just turned out and voted early in person. You know, the stories I was hearing out of New York City, not that that really matters, although for a couple of congressional races it could. You were hearing these stories about people waiting in line for like 3 hours to do early voting, but then the people who went today waited 5 minutes. So, I mean, everything's going to be screwy tonight, and I don't really know how anybody can have a good projection. But I think probably Biden will win.
Okay.
He just may not win by as much as I think his team would like.
And if he wins, does he ever make it into office?
I hope so, because I'm not a fan of the idea of Kamala Harris becoming president.
Well, she will eventually if he becomes president.
Maybe. There's a possibility of that. There's also a possibility that he makes it through his full term and then they have a primary. And sometimes the vice presidential candidates don't perform that well in those things. You know, I think we have a tendency to think they do because we have this memory of George H.W. Bush going on to succeed Reagan. Right. But I don't think that that's always necessarily a given. I think there are a lot of other rising stars in the party. And, you know, if they have a good night tonight, there are going to be more of them, too. So she could have a run for her money. And I think when you go back and you look at the primary, I don't know, you know, Joe Biden had to pick whoever he felt he was comfortable with. And I know she was close to his son, Beau Biden. So that probably was a factor. But, man, she was really underwhelming in the debates and she did not do well in that primary. So yeah. I do think that there are more talented Democrats out there. But we'll see. Hopefully she's not in charge of anything that's particularly important.
Okay. Good stuff, Liz. We'll talk next week after it's all done and find out.
Indeed.
Okay. Thanks.
Hopefully
have a great night. We appreciate
votes.
It. You bet. Take care. And we'll see.
Well, there are some troubling signs now. North Carolina is looking a little bit good for Joe Biden early on. And I know the New York Times is now slipping that into a likely Biden win. If Biden wins North Carolina, the path for Trump to win the presidency becomes very difficult.
Okay.
Very difficult. So he pretty much has to sweep Pennsylvania and the northern Midwest states. So that's probably.
And where are you seeing the info on North Carolina? Because I don't see that.
New York Times, they do a little thing where it's likelihood and it's been shifting more and more toward Biden.
And they get their info from exit polling or what?
Yeah. They get it from exit polling and performance in various counties that have come in. Trump and, for instance, right now, Trump and Biden are running in a dead heat in Florida with 73% reporting. And it's Biden by 0.1% still. And yet the New York Times has Trump at a 90% chance of winning Florida. So they feel, yeah, and that's because of the panhandle that's going to come in. And they feel that'll push him over the top.
So a lot of this is predictive on their part.
Yeah, but they're pretty good at this. I have seen, they do this little thing where it gauges likely, very likely, not likely, blue, red, and so forth. Usually in the New York Times, because that meter only goes off of numbers and performance of various counties traditionally. It's not a bias thing. It's just a formula.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. If Trump surges, if he gets some good turnout that comes out in North Carolina, that could change things dramatically. But if he loses North Carolina, he's got to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and probably Minnesota.
How many electorals in North Carolina? I don't remember. 15.
Yes. First of all, it's 15. It's good size. But more importantly, John, it's when he won last time. So that'd be a 30 electoral vote swing. Right. That immediately takes him from 306 last time down to 291 and falling. And also, North Carolina is indicative of other states.
Okay.
It's kind of a bellwether. So here's hoping that turns around, and it very well could.
Did you hear the thing that Liz was talking about in regards to him telling his campaign that?
Yeah. I don't put much stock in that either way. I think that's something that both presidential candidates are probably telling their people. Look, you know, it's they have to prepare their people for that kind of thing, John. They do.
Otherwise,
let's say you don't. And you know this as a business leader,
well, by the way, Hillary didn't do last year.
Right.
And it was dismal for them.
And look what happened. You had horrible comments and statements and meltdowns and all this kind of stuff. You know what it's like. Let's say you don't prepare businesses for a bad month, a bad week, or things going south. They can freak out and say and do some things publicly that could really be disastrous at that time. And so I think both campaigns are probably prepping their people for that kind of eventuality.
Well, I think if you were smart, you would be. So I don't put much stake in that either, truthfully.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I think you need to look at it in both ways and say, you know, if we win, here's what we do. On the same token, because here's what he could have said. Not because I don't know exactly what the exact quote was or anything along those lines, but if it were me, you'd say something along the lines of, hey guys, really enjoy, you know, winning. We know what that's all about. We've done it once before. On the same token, we need to realize that, you know, the possibility of losing is also out there. We need to prepare ourselves for that. Losing is never fun. It always sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then you come back and say, you know what, let's hope that doesn't happen. We really want to make sure we're on our game, blah, blah, blah. I mean, again, I don't know how all that was couched, so I didn't listen to it. I don't know. I don't know how he presented that.
Right.
Just because he said the statement, I'd have to hear how it was presented, how it was said, the context it was stated in, and so on. To me, it's sort of like Andy reading scripture. You can't just take one little verse out and say, yeah, here's what we go off of. No, you got to look at everything around it to know what's really being said there. This is the same situation.
Yeah, I don't put a lot of stock in
that. I don't either.
Just because I think a wise leader on either side is going to prepare him. And as you very wisely said, Hillary didn't do that. And look how embarrassing their response was.
Well, and it was dismal for the party.
Right.
It wasn't just dismal for her, Andy. It was dismal for the party. And granted, it didn't affect him in the next, you know, midterm elections. But, you know, it was a black eye to the Democrat Party to basically have her handle election night the way she did. It was a dismal failure on their part.
Right.
It was awful.
Yeah. You can't have that.
No, you can't have that. On either side.
And like I said, I believe Biden or whoever's actually running that campaign.
Probably saying the same thing, right?
Yeah, probably said the same thing to their people. Hey, be ready. We could lose.
Yeah.
Be ready for that.
You got to make sure that you're going to handle this correctly, be postured right, and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah. But North Carolina terrifies me. And I've said all along, it's a bellwether. If we lose that, that's a real scary thing. So.
All right. We'll come back. We got another segment to go. 303-477-5600. It is election night in the United States of America. We'll come right back. Novus Auto Glass is up next. No matter what you've got going on, I got a little chip in the windshield today, which I'll have them out and fix. And they can fix up to a 1-foot crack. They can replace the windshield and also calibrate it as needed as well. Novus Auto Glass, find a location near you. RushToReason.com/Novus, and that's NOVUS.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus. NOVUS.
Thanks, sir. All right. Up next, Extreme Auto Repair. Speaking of auto repair, we just talked auto glass. You're going to need to make sure you see clearly, get things dialed in that way. Same is true when it comes to tires. We're talking safety things, and we've got winter coming, folks, despite what a lot of you might think. I know it was 70 degrees today. We still have winter coming, folks. And make sure you've got tires. Right now, there's a great deal on Cooper Tires, $75 rebate, and you can find them at klzradio.com. Look for Extreme Auto Repair, or you can call them at 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, final countdown. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, you're first. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just watching the results as they come here. And they're looking pretty good for Trump in Florida in that regard. Andy, I know you're nervous about it a little bit, but he's doing...
Oh, I'm nervous about North Carolina, not Florida.
Well, I think it's a little bit. I'm with you there. I think it'll be a little bit too early to call there. It's going to be close, no doubt about it. I think, but I think, like you said, the latest polls show him ahead there. And again, as we all know, polls though aren't the most accurate items around.
Right.
So but as far as Florida goes, Sumter County, known as the Villages, he is doing a little bit less than what he did. In terms of Clinton, he has more votes, but more people turned out to vote. He's a little bit so he's kind of right in the, where a lot of pundits are saying he's kind of basically making Florida, essentially Florida's going to Florida, the way that it's sitting right there in Sumter County. However, he made waves in Miami-Dade County, with the Hispanics and Cubans there. And so that's a positive. And honestly, the betting markets, not that betting markets mean anything, Andy, as you know from your casino days and sports days, but they have got him to be a favorite in Florida. So, again, some good news there, but I'm with you, Andy. This hinges on North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. And so Georgia is obviously a little bit too close to call. I think he kind of surged ahead at the end there. But North Carolina, I think Andy will go to Trump, but – I think it's going to be close. I don't know if you're seeing anything poll-wise or anything exit-wise that makes you think any different.
Exit-wise, they're saying it's leaning Biden. However, the exit polls were not very reliable in 2016.
No.
So I don't want to call that either way. I'm just saying that's a scary one.
The unfortunate part about Trump, and this is negative, positive, otherwise, this is just facts. If he, unfortunately, he has to get a lot of these states to go his way, whereas in 16 he was, the underdog and kind of folks knew it. Obviously, he's the underdog now, but for different reasons. And so, unfortunately, he can't miss tonight. He has to get all the ones we've been talking about. He has to get Florida. He's got to get Georgia. He's got to get North Carolina. Has to get Pennsylvania, and he has to get Arizona. And obviously, that's a lot of ifs. But again, looking, I think, decent in Georgia, decent in Florida. Arizona, you guys feel confident about. Pennsylvania, you guys feel confident about. And so, Andy, it comes down to North Carolina at that point in time, and that's going to be, unfortunately, the key. So
I think it is, Richard, and I will say this, though. If he were to win Minnesota and hold Wisconsin and Michigan, then he doesn't need North Carolina.
Oh, no,
sweep. That's assuming a sweep in the upper Midwest. Not likely.
Well, here's the deal, Andy. If he wins Michigan and Wisconsin, he can lose North Carolina and he still wins.
Right.
So you don't even need to sweep those three. And I'll be honest, what is North Carolina? Is North Carolina 13?
15
votes.
So that's 15. A 30 point swing from last time if he loses it.
But if he wins Michigan, it offsets it. So he can still lose.
Yeah,
he
true.
Can lose
no, it
North
doesn't
Carolina
because he won Michigan last Michigan. Time. If he won Michigan last time. So
I'm not talking about last time. I'm talking about now. If
okay,
he loses
I got you.
North
I got
Carolina,
you.
But picks up Michigan, it's a net gain technically of one or of two, whatever it of one. So he would win there. So yeah, and honestly, Andy, I've got to kind of catch myself kind of the way you are in comparing to last time because again, if he
yeah,
does
see,
win
in
Michigan,
my map, I have North Carolina going to Biden, and I still have Trump winning by 303, but I have a different map than you guys.
Yeah, you've got a few that I don't think. Well, you, Dad, you also had Indiana going to.
I changed it
Biden
over, and that's where
bit.
I got to the 303. I did what you said.
No kidding. Jeez, I'm just saying. But yeah, that's Andy. You're 100% correct. That's going to be the key. Again, if he pulls Michigan, which I don't think it is. I know, Dad, you think differently. You think he does pull Michigan. If he pulls that and loses North Carolina, he's still fine.
Right.
And he can even – there's paths there. But just based on the polling numbers, if they are even close to right, there's not really a good path there.
Okay.
But I don't think you guys are wrong. I think North Carolina is kind of the key. And so if it makes anyone feel any better, I think we should know relatively early tonight based on the way Florida, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina are going. If those are going in favor of President Trump, it's looking great. If either of those three go in the favor of Biden, then it's going to be a long night. So okay. We'll have to, or I guess a short night, I should say.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. We got Dave and Thornton joining us now. Be our last caller. Dave, what's going on, sir?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys have any idea about the local ballot initiatives that are on the
No, I won't have any idea on that till I'm not sure those will even be fully counted tonight, Dave. Probably won't get any word on that. You might get a little bit of inkling of what's going on by, say, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, but I'm guessing you won't have a final on those till morning.
Okay. And with my concern with this election is that the Republicans are still playing catch up to the Democrats' long view game.
Yes.
And they were planning things for a long time. That's why Colorado had shifted the way it did. So many other states had shifted. I mean, given what we're even looking at with Texas.
Yes. You know, no, you are correct, Dave. No, you're right. Well said. Putting it into perspective, you're correct.
They can manipulate a lot of numbers and everything else. And then with the media on their side, they, even though the media had said that they weren't going to begin predicting too early, you can already see that happening to where they want to start driving the narrative again, getting to their long view game. And my biggest concern is that if the president should happen to lose, it would have been because of some behind-the-scenes shenanigans that had been planned out, and we just got outgamed by them.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Dave, thanks, as always. Appreciate the phone call. Yep. Let's take our last break, and then we'll come back and kind of get things wrapped up. Don't forget our first hour replays at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. Pure for Chevrolet is up next, though, folks. If you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, and by the way, it doesn't matter who wins tonight when it comes to that. If you need a new vehicle to get yourself through winter and or an upgraded vehicle and or a different vehicle, whatever it happens to be, you can get that handled at Pure for Chevrolet. If you want to sell your old vehicle, your late model, pickup truck, sports car, whatever it happens to be, they'd love to chat with you as well. 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Charlie, wrapping things up. Got about a minute or so left here of tonight's program. We'll come back tomorrow, recap what the actual results are tonight. And I will remind everybody that whatever they are, life is still good. We will be back tomorrow, and onward we go, no matter what happens.
Absolutely.
I'd much rather do it with Trump, but you know what? We'll do it either way. It's just how it is.
We will live our lives.
We will still move forward.
And we will come back regardless.
I did that for 8 years under Obama. I can do it again if I have to. It's, you know, do I like it? No, but will I make it work? Of course.
Right.
What choice do we have?
But I do still expect Trump to win.
Yeah, I do too. So I'm not trying to say that I'm defeatist by any means. I'm just saying, putting it into perspective, being realistic about it, which is what we do on this program, I'm not going to lose any sleep if he doesn't win. I'm not going to lose any sleep if he does win. I'm going to sleep either way. I'll be just fine because that's what I do.
Yeah, and I like to think, you know, I've got an eternity awaiting me.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Yes, well right. Said. By the way, Massachusetts Governor Baker left blank the choice of president. The Maryland governor, Larry Hogan, wrote in the late president, Ronald Reagan. So there's two knuckleheads for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. All right, we'll come back tomorrow, folks. We will have a complete recap of the election. And again, back to some, you know, just a side note. I know president is really, really important. Don't get me wrong. It's the leader of our country. I get it. He sets a tone for a lot of things that go on. But some of what we've got going on in Colorado, some of the propositions and other things we have going on here, taxes and Gallagher amendments and things like that, we've got things in Colorado we will discuss tomorrow that, by the way, will impact you more greatly than who the president of the United States is. Just a side note. We'll be back to talk about that tomorrow. Myself, Andy Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.